6:37 now. You know, as long as there has been baseball, fathers have been taking their kids to the game. Mike Laurie, a TV reporter in Sacramento, decided to use his love of the game to bond with his son, Matt. The goal? To go to all 32 Major League Baseball parks together. It took them 16 years, and they traveled 43,000 miles. Mike chronicled that journey in a new book, Baseball Between Us. We asked him what happened between innings that was most important.
But we saw that baseball is sort of the perfect dynamic, the perfect speed to actually talk about things that fathers and sons often don't talk about. So in between innings, between games, between pitches, you can talk about strategy, you know, hit and run or stolen base or what are they going to do next? And then you can slip in that big question, who are you going to take to the junior prom?
That's just amazing. I mean, this process went on for 16 years.
And I saw him evolve, and we went through a lot of challenges, beginning with one day he started calling me by my first name.
And
so instead of, hey, Dad, what are we doing today? It was in the morning, so what's on tap today, Mike? And I said, did you just call me by my first name? And he said, well, that's your name, isn't it? And I said, yeah, but, you know, I'm your old man, and taking you on this great father-son journey to all the parks, why don't you show me a little respect if you could? He goes, that's an old-fashioned concept, Mike. Better get used to it.
Oh, I'm guessing he's about 15 then?
He was about 15 then, yeah. Just very sassy.
I recognize that.
Yeah.
Did he see the light?
He saw the light, and he also had the last word. I let him write the epilogue of the book.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So he got to have his final say.
So let's get a couple, because you went to all the ballparks. Let's just get your best picks, okay? Because you talk about in the book. Best food.
Best food, I'm going to go with Baltimore. Love the barbecue there with Boog Powell, the former Orioles player. You can get some great crab cakes along with, chicken and steak and all of the good fixings there.
Best fans.
Best fans, I'm going to say St. Louis. The Cardinals fans are fantastic. They're very knowledgeable. They're very polite. And they really appreciate great baseball.
And best overall baseball experience.
I'm going to say Wrigley Field in Chicago.
Yes.
Just a fun place to see a game. The team's terrible, but it doesn't matter because the field is so fun.
And
the fans are the entertainment.
And how do you rate Safeco?
Safeco is about in the middle of the pack. Lovely field. I think it's a great place to go see a game. Need a little bit better team. But, you know, they're working on it.
Yeah, we've been working on that for a while. But
before we let you go, how do you think this whole experience has really shaped your son now that he's grown?
I think he's come to appreciate, what it is to be a dad. And also our musical tastes have changed, too. He was very much into rap in the beginning, and now he realizes that rock is pretty fun, too.
And organ music.
There you go. That's the perfect combination.
That's awesome.
Mike is going to be doing a book signing, the Baseball Between Us book by Mike Laurie. He's going to be at Elliott Bay Book Company in Seattle tomorrow, 2:00, signing these for you. And Jay and I made the book. Because Mike talked,
he talks about
food at every stop along the way, and I took him to Salty's.
Oh, that's right.
In West Seattle, he mentions that.
Yeah, and you were in the Kingdome too, right?
Yes, we were in the Kingdome, and luckily the Mariners aren't playing there anymore. That was like seeing a game in a tennis bubble.
Mike Laurie, a good friend, author of Baseball Between Us, here on Come On News Radio.
It was great.
Yeah, and Shelby, love to see that book signing at 2:00 tomorrow at Elliott Bay Books.